Okay. I'm going to get a lot of information out on the table this hour, as we always do. Fortunately, Erica Kahn came through again. Every Wednesday, she's always here. Welcome back, young lady.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to be back.
I mean, I don't want to listen to Molly and Phyllis prattling on as they do. Disgusting. All right. Now, there are a number of really fun stories today we're going to talk about. First of all, we're going to talk about transmission, but there are many other things that need to be kept in mind. This talk about Biden's plan to send federal teams door-to-door in COVID vaccine campaign training sessions to help the vaccine hesitant roll up their sleeves should be of grave and great concern to everyone. This is not a joke. This is a very bad indicator. You can see where it's moving, all right? In headlines going up in just a few minutes, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson and Reiner Fulmich, a new interview. There's a one to watch for sure. Professor Dolores Cahill, she's going to be up in headlines as well. I might play a little clip of that. Did you see her new little clip that she did?
No, I haven't.
She says that mRNA vaccines enhance illness and disease itself. Says that 50 to 100% of those who are vaxxed will die in months to years ahead. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with that.
Sad to say. Moderna, never to be caught napping, Molly notwithstanding, Moderna launches a flu vaccine trial. They're actually launching a trial targeting a single jab for multiple diseases. What will we do without Moderna? See, now they're expanding into the flu business. It's all business. All of it. Make no mistake about it. There's another one here. Where is it? Oh, this is good. People apparently are expressing no problem living in lockdown forever because they fear and many of them loathe ordinary people now. Part of the psychological damage of being beaten up for a year and a half and made to wear masks and all the rest of it. And it's not now you can look at somebody without a mask in most states. You don't know if they're vaxxed or not. You don't know if you want to be near them or not. You have no idea. So the non-vaxxed really ought to be wearing masks. That's my personal feeling, and I do. I don't know who the hell's safe, and it's not good. All right, there's one. Here's another one. You're going to like this. The new updated death certificates require choosing between COVID as cause of death, climate change, or systemic racism as the cause of death. Just a little humor. All right, there we go. Now, let's, if we can, Erica, I'd like to start with this horizontal or lateral transmission. And there was a piece that came out today that's going up shortly. I could read it. We can just talk about it. It's really interesting for several reasons. And then we should talk about the cats as well. This is a big concern. But do you want me to read this little piece that
it's not very long, but it drives the point home.
And I did quote a little bit of it earlier, but I'm going to do this again. It's very important. And these are now apparently these are quite common in social media. These kinds of posts of people being infected, or I don't know what, infested laterally by others who are vaxxed, right?
Yes.
All right. Quote, I don't want you thinking I'm just speaking here for myself. Quote, I have slept with my partner who is now an ex. I got it, meaning whatever it is, spike protein, I don't know, could be more. I got it from my ex through sperm. I felt ill in my ovaries almost immediately. a burning feeling, followed by extreme reactions of migraine, stomach ache, and diarrhea. I lost my period for 3 months. I had chest pain, kidney pain, ear infections, and wake up soaking wet with fever and cold sweat. Now, that's pretty damn grim. Okay, that's intimate contact. We get it. It's not casual contact in a supermarket or whatever. So obviously there was a high level of material transmitted, dose dependent. But here's where it gets to be really concerning. I did pass it on to my kids through hugging. Then she talks about how it sheds. And we know this. It sheds through bodily fluids, saliva, breast milk, touch, skin particles, any body fluid, any DNA exchange will cause it. Stay away from vaccinated people no matter how much you love them. Their DNA has been corrupted and it will disrupt yours. I don't know for how long. If you ever saw Chernobyl, that series, it is so similar to radiation poisoning. You can't touch or be near the infected without consequences, with their severity depending on the amount, intensity, and length of exposure. My boys, now this is the key here. This is second-hand transmission. My boys suffered skin rash, spontaneous bleeding, tremors, groin pain. Remember the campaign to spay and neuter children, and chest pain and trouble breathing. We are not coming close to any people or even their pets anymore since we don't know who is vaccinated and who is not. We order food for delivery to avoid walking in supermarkets. I'll stop there. Okay, there's several things here, and I think second stage transmission is a real concern for one of them. What do you think? Tell us.
It sure seems like it. You know, it's not the first case of that I've heard of. I mean, there's always a possibility these kids could have been sickened by somebody else or with something else, but you know, if they're living in the same household and there is transfer through touch, we still don't know what these people are transmitting.
We really
don't.
It's
a guessing game.
We're guessing. In a house, if someone has been given, let's just call it the spike protein just to keep it simple, given the spike protein from someone who has been vaxxed and had their bodies genetically turned into a 25-hour-a-day COVID manufacturing center, and they're just dumping this stuff everywhere. Remember the guy they autopsied in Europe? Every major organ in his body was completely permeated with spike proteins. Just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in a house. She's got kids. They touch everything in the house. Everything. The kids touch everything. She touches everything. The transmission, it would be impossible to prevent in a house living together, I think.
Right.
Virtually
yes.
Impossible. So, I mean, this woman had chest pain, kidney pain. This is suggestive of an inflamed heart. I don't know.
It's the body's not happy.
So what would you tell this woman if you could talk to her?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting that she draws a comparison to radiation poisoning, and that's interesting because, you know, is the DNA being altered as it would be in the case of ionizing radiation? Is
mm-hmm.
you know, is it trying
mm-hmm.
to purge something of that nature? Or is
right.
it just, you know, these hideously toxic chemicals that are akin to probably something like chemotherapy that are looking for a way out and they'll come out whatever way they can and into the environment and who's ever around can be subjected to them too.
So what would make a spike protein or other things want to leave the body? Is this just like some primal lust to find a new host, to spread, to proliferate? Is that what we're talking about here? Or is the body trying to push them out? Or is it both?
I think it's trying to push them out. I mean, the skin is a major organ of elimination, you know, mm-hmm. along with the kidneys, the liver, lungs.
Right.
Skin. So when the liver and kidneys become overloaded, the skin would be a, or the lungs, would be another route out. I mean, I think this stuff is so hideously toxic, it comes out however it can.
We had the story.
And it's possible, you know, since we're dealing with nanotechnology here, you know, a little bit goes a long way. And it could conceivably just come out through the pores. If it can go in through the pores and can come out through the pores. And it may not be fully metabolized. It may not have broken down to a point where it's inert. It may still be quite biologically active, whatever it is.
Okay. I just wish we knew more. If we knew more, we could draw better battle plans. We just don't. This is not good. This thing in London with the cats. And I hope all of you saw that. Hundreds of cats dead in a matter of a day or two after apparently their owners have gotten, we think, injected. What do you know about the cat thing?
Many, many people are drawing that assumption. I mean, they're trying to blame it on tainted food.
Oh, please.
But with the, I forget what England is claiming for their vaccination rate. A lot of people have had the vax in England. They're at a very high percentage of the population. And I think it's very conceivable, based on previous reports of owners having been vaxxed and then losing their, in a lot of cases it's a cat, but there's dogs too that have mysteriously gotten very sick very quickly. The vets don't seem to know what it is. In the case of these cats, it's a blood disorder. It's what they're calling polycythemia, where they're just not regenerating any blood cells. And one owner was able to afford a blood transfusion for their cat, and it didn't take, didn't make a difference. Still lost the cat.
That means it had gone far beyond the blood supply.
Or there was such an autoimmune, it appears maybe it's an autoimmune thing where, you know, once it starts, you can't shut it off.
Wow. Just a quick aside, now that you mentioned blood, the blood supply in this country cannot be considered safe. And I'm sorry to say that, because I know a lot of people out there, maybe you have good experiences with the Red Cross, but the blood supply in America and probably the developed world is no longer safe. They're not screening for spike proteins. Forget it. So if you need blood, you know.
I saw something too on organ donation that they were not going to exclude people who had died, I believe it was after the vax, or I'm not sure because I didn't read the entire story. Yes, there was, and people were just aghast that this is being allowed to happen, that these organs that had been infiltrated either by the vaccine, the spikes from the vaccine, or contaminants from the vaccine, or I don't think it was COVID, but it was shocking. It was truly shocking.
45 million people in the UK, at least one dose. And I think there are, what's the population of the UK? 70 million? 66 million. So 45 out of 66. 45 out of 65. All right? So they're pushing, they're beyond two-thirds. So they've got a high level.
That sounds about right, yep.
That article showed a lot of cats that have died already. And these poor animals are being taken out fast, Erica. What is the mechanism? Now, they're not autopsying the cats. We don't know. What's your guess? Do you have a guess? What's taking these cats out? Is their blood just being destroyed? Now, we've seen pictures from dark field microscopes of human blood after the vaccine, and the blood cells are no longer smooth and round. They're jagged and they've got, they look like they have little spikes on them, some of them. So,
yeah, that's I'm not an expert in that type of analysis, but I believe that's a sign of oxidative stress. There's a name for that. Acanthocytes, I think. But yeah, it's a hallmark. When the edges get all frayed like that, they're damaged from oxidative stress, but that's probably not the only thing. I mean, there's a lot of things wrong with the blood in the people that are getting these vaccines. But as far as the cats go, I don't know. I mean, they're small animal. So, you know, any dose of anything is going to hit them a lot harder. If these people are exuding some type of toxic chemical, the cats could be coming saturated with that and unable to metabolize it, or the spike protein. I mean, cats are susceptible to coronaviruses, and they could be having trouble dealing with spike proteins.
Of course. I think any mammal potentially would.
And yeah.
Cats would certainly, on a dose-dependent platform, they would be way up there.
I've had reports of the dogs too. One had that respiratory thing. They thought it was kennel cough, and I don't know what the status of that dog is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one had a blood disorder. It was in some type of autoimmune, blood disorder.
If you look at blood in a dark field microscope after someone's been vaxxed, and I hope more of you out there, you practitioners, will do this and take images and make them available. This is really important. I mean, let's say someone's been vaxxed a day or a week ago. It doesn't matter. Try and keep a record of your patients. You can digitally store what their blood looks like. And if you know someone who says, well, I'm going to go get the shot next week, get a blood sample, get some pictures of it, and then ask them if they'll come back for a free follow-up. You're going to have to do that. And then take a look. We need more data on this. But the data we do have is absolutely frightening. The blood cells don't even look like themselves at all.
No.
They've been changed.
Yep.
It's really getting to be sci-fi crazy out there. And it's like we're all trapped in this horrible multi-layered script. And this is not just a one-off deal. I think, and I don't know if you agree, I think you do, that we probably are looking at not just the spike protein being transmitted.
No, I think there's other chemicals in these concoctions that are coming out of people's skin. I've heard more than one practitioner say that the whatever is being transmitted does appear to be transferred through touch. And if that's the case, then yes, it's coming out of people's skin. So that could be, it could be spike protein. I mean, we know the whole virus itself, when people have COVID, is able to leave the body through the skin. There was one study that did show that. So if a whole virus could leave through the skin, then it's entirely possible just a spike protein could also.
Well, we have to be careful about that because we really don't even know what that virus is, do we yet? Has anyone isolated the whole virus?
There's so many assumptions here. I mean, the
right.
biggest one is that we assume they're telling us the truth about any of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of things are not adding up.
No. And somebody, who was it the other day on a video, said that it doesn't have to be a full coronavirus. It can be a, I think he just said a piece of DNA or a sequence of DNA that might be enough to act as a quote virus and bring on illness.
That protein seems to be it. The spike protein all by itself is capable of inducing all these symptoms that are causing problems. The clotting, getting into the brain and disrupting your neural networks.
Well, I only have one neural network, so the others are safe. Here's another issue. There was a photo of someone who died of a blood clot in the brain, and they autopsied.
Mm.
You want to tell the listeners about that? They took the brain and cut it in half, basically, and what was there?
Yeah, they were a couple of sizable clots. I mean, it was. I'm exaggerating, of course, but there was almost more clots than there was brain tissue. And it looked like just big spoonfuls of jelly in this brain.
And it was in a shape. It was kind of like an oblong, fat, hot dog, but not quite that long. Fat, big, huge black mass in the middle of this person's brain.
Yeah.
These clots, they're not little tiny itty-bitty microscopic clots. Apparently they're huge in many cases. And this could be in the brain, it could be in the heart, it could be in the lung, it could be anywhere. This is really a big thing.
Well,
probably
in addition to, I would assume that people are having these microclots as well, and then they're just,
you don't know
you have them until they build up.
Correct. Yeah, agreed. All right, hold on just a minute. We'll come right back with more on this whole nightmare that we're all in. Back in a minute. Okay, welcome back. With that one report that I did read from in social media, and there are others, we do seem to be facing the potential now of secondhand transmission. The spike protein in and of itself, theoretically, does not, cannot replicate. Correct?
Correct, but that, you know, that assumes that what they're telling us is in these vaccines is actually what's in there, and I'm beginning to have my doubts. I mean, my doubts all along.
Yes, tell me more.
I became somewhat suspicious when this person, Dr. Robert Malone, came storming on the scene about a month ago.
You too,
claiming.
Eh?
Yes, claiming to be the quote-unquote inventor of the mRNA technology. And I thought, well, wait a second. I thought this guy, Derek Rossi from Moderna, originally from Moderna, had been credited with this. And there was quite a bit written about him in several articles last year before they actually came out with a vaccine. And so I did some digging, and I realized that, okay, yes, Robert Malone did, in fact, come up with the lipid nanoparticle delivery system for gene transfer. But much later, years later, Derek Rossi, who was at Harvard, took it a whole lot further in that he was able to actually reprogram the DNA. And one of the articles that came out last year, April of 2020, it describes the process that Derek Rossi had come up with while working at Moderna, and it was very different from what they're telling us is in the way they're producing the vaccines now. And I believe this original description of the technology was why so many people were led to believe that this is going to change your DNA. Well, they're right. The people that were paying attention when they first started talking about this mRNA technology last year, while everybody else was busy trying to deal with COVID, yes, this will modify your DNA. I can read you a quote from this article, and it's rather disturbing and shocking.
Sure.
But it does make sense now that people are becoming magnetized, and also we're finding graphene in these lots of Pfizer. Okay, from this article, this is the way they describe the technology in April of 2020. With the mRNA vaccine, the RNA will be delivered to the cell via hydrogel. Now, the hydrogel is a type of polymer which, you know, these lipid nanoparticles are sort of like this hydrogel. It's a synthetic polymer that can interface with your body's own tissues because it looks remarkably like your own body's tissues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Contained within the hydrogel are micro nano-sized magnetic particles which respond to magnetism and a 5G magnetic signal, propelling the hydrogel that carries the RNA, thus providing the propulsion necessary to penetrate the cell membrane and move through the cytoplasm liquid contained within the cell. The RNA contained within the hydrogel will then pierce the nucleus and begin to naturally replicate itself in a twisted strand of double helix DNA. but a DNA that is coded artificially in RNA creation and rearrangement of nucleotides, producing a DNA artificial sequence. Although the sequence is artificial, the coding is permanent. So they're essentially, if this is what they're doing now...
Yes, is this is.
We're essentially, you know, creating a third strand of DNA that's going to override your own DNA.
Right. We're
and this is entirely possible. I mean, I have contacts in the nanotechnology industry, and yes, this is entirely possible.
And if it's the same old thing, if humankind can do it, name one thing they haven't.
Right.
So they're going to do it, and this is all about. Borging the population, I guess.
Yeah.
Among other things. Everyone who's been vaxxed is GMO'd now. And an argument could be made in court that they are, part of their DNA is owned by the vaccine company that made the kill shot that they got. That's the claim.
Yeah, there's a Supreme Court case that ruled that, yes. They are no longer considered human, so they don't have the typical rights of a human, and they're considered transhumans, and they're property of whoever, you know, integrated their... Go ahead.
If the court has ruled that without even looking into the idea of conferring some kind of human status on these people, regardless of whatever medical... intervention they choose to have, which the court should do, although the court doesn't overtly introduce cases to hear, somebody should, that this is nuts. This is crazy. Crazy.
Well, and you know, where's the informed consent?
None. Zero.
And these people have been hoodwinked into submitting to this, being told that it's something, you know, it's a protective vaccine, and it's anything but. It's a genetic altering therapy.
It's
well, not a therapy, but...
No, it's a crime. It's not fair. It's not a gene therapy. No. Therapy
so
is the
U.S.
Wrong word.
Supreme Court case that decided that, just for the record, is was in 2013. It was Pathology versus Myriad Genetics. Rule that you cannot patent human DNA as it was a product of nature. But at the end of the ruling, the Supreme Court did rule that if you were to change a human's genome by mRNA vaccines, which are currently being used, then the genome can be patented. This means that everyone who has had the vaccine is now technically patented, and something that is patented is owned and will come under the definition of transhuman. Those people that are legally identified as transhuman do not have access to human rights or any rights provided by the state. This is because they are not classed as 100% organic or human. Therefore, technically, anyone having this vaccine could no longer have any access to human rights. There have been a few legal papers discussing this recently, so clarification should be available on this soon.
What are you quoting from? What is that from?
Supremecourt.gov.
That's the actual court verbiage. Wow.
Well, it's an interpretation of it, yeah.
Would you read that again? That's really
sure.
Important. That, please. Go ahead.
Okay. In a court case in 2013, Pathology versus Myriad Genetics, Inc., in the United States Supreme Court, ruled that you cannot patent human DNA as it was a product of nature. But at the end of the ruling, the Supreme Court did rule that if you were to change a human's genome by mRNA vaccines, which are being used currently, then the genome can be patented.
Hold it right there. The court knew. The court, this was an anticipatory ruling. I'm going to say that. That's my opinion.
2013.
So that's 8 years ago. Think about it. What did the court know, and when did the court know it? Please repeat that last small little paragraph, whatever it was, that you just said, last sentence.
Yeah, but at the end of the ruling, the Supreme Court did rule that if you were to change a human's genome by mRNA vaccines, which are currently being used, then the genome can be patented.
Wow. 8 years ago, friends, your Supreme Court just made all of you who have been vaxxed non-human, and no longer in charge of your own destiny, and that no human rights apply to you. That's a Supreme Court ruling. That is huge.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is premeditated. Come on.
Yeah, of course. Yep. Wow. Any more to read on that, or was that it?
That's the crux of it.
Wow. That is so bad. So evil. This is how, see, we've been set up. This is, you all have to, and you know that, wherever you people are, you're the best, and you know already this is beyond contrived, beyond. But the people you see every day who are looking at the television thinking that they're actually being informed, they might as well be living on another planet. They don't know what you know. They don't want to hear what you know. They want to be left alone. A lot of them, just like those people who would go along with permanent lockdown because they loathe people now. You see the damage done to what we call organized civilization? It's huge, and no one has properly assayed it yet. Go ahead, Erica.
Yeah, I agree. I know a few people like that personally that yeah, they are sad to see the lockdowns end. And
you know what this is going to mean, though? People who have pets, now they're going to have to worry about their pets, who in many cases are their very best friends. This is really making me sick.
I know. It's somehow, some way, it's got to be determined what these people are shedding.
Well, I would rather go back to that Supreme Court decision than have those justices stuff it and come up with something civilized.
Right.
That's not even close to being civilized.
No.
No. No matter what treatment you elect to have done to you, for whatever reason, does not in any way compromise your position on this planet as a fully functioning, holy human being. That's just absurd. On its face.
Well, especially when it was not even discussed. You know, there's no informed consent. There's no. You know, it's deceitful at the very least.
And let me, for those of you who've been watching Trump and his meetings and whatever, just remember that he walked away from all of those people who were arrested after the January 6th demonstration. That he asked to come to Washington, D.C. Over 500 now charged, finally, 6 months after January 6th, and they have been held largely 23 hours a day in solitary confinement or locked down. And Trump walked out on them. Don't forget that. And Trump tells all of you, get that great injection, get that vaccine. Don't forget that. Understand that none of these people have any care about us. It's all an act. Don't forget it.
There's more indications that he was part of this. If you remember,
let's go back and go over that, please. Yes, this is very
important. Back in 2017, May 31st, 2017, he put out a tweet that nobody really understood what it was at the time, and the tweet was Cove, C-O-V. Fefe, F-E-F-E. And people, you know, conjecture, speculated what that might mean, and they came up with all kinds of things. And, of course, this is 4 years before the scamdemic, 3 years before the scamdemic, so nobody had any idea what was coming. But now, in hindsight, Cove is likely COVID, and the Fefe, well, that's is the element. The acronym for iron, the symbol for iron, and we're now finding these iron oxide nanoparticles permeating people's bodies, and it's difficult to not think that this is connected to this whole COVID thing. I mean, COVID was the cover to bring in this technocratic order, and these magnetic nanoparticles seem to be part and parcel of hooking people up to the Borg. You've got the the magnetic nanoparticles, and then the graphene, which will be the antenna. You know, if you can get the graphene in there with the nanoparticles, yeah, you can pick up all kinds of waves, send and receive. So is it possible that the spike protein that they want every person on the planet producing is going to be a carrier for the magnetic nanoparticles? Because on their own, they would be rather toxic. So we need a protein to carry them and integrate them into the body. And we put a little graphene in there, and now we do. We have something that it will be susceptible to electromagnetic frequencies, much more so than it would be without it.
All right, we're going to dial in 5G, which runs at its maximum at 60 gigahertz. Is that it?
I think the one that I've seen them talk about is in 15G gigahertz.
But it's got a range.
But 60, yeah, it's got a broad range. I think the lowest is 700 megahertz, and then it goes up to, I forget, but 60. The reason 60 gigahertz is of concern is because that's the frequency that the oxygen molecule begins to resonate.
Bind?
Well, no. I mean, you can't bind it because
it
resonating
it
at that
binding.
Frequency.
It changes
the electrons.
Got it. It prevents it from binding to the hemoglobin and being delivered.
Yep.
Okay. No accident there. No accident. 6G is going to run at, I believe, starting at 140, not 60. But 5G will still be, available at 60 or 40 or 50, whatever. So your point is very well taken. They can do whatever they want with EMF, and they can kill you anytime they want. Fast, slow, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
And you won't really necessarily know what's happening. You'll just be sick. I mean, you won't know why. And if your mind is gone, you'll be numb to it.
I'm running into more and more people who have what we traditionally would call it buyer's remorse, but they're really unhappy about having decided to buy into the government lie and chicanery and being conned into getting the kill shot, and they're stuck. And now, according to the Supreme Court, they have no basic human rights. Think about it.
Yeah, I don't know how would they go about proving that.
I don't know. The whole idea of going to court with anything now is insane.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Totally insane. What a waste of money. What a waste of time and energy.
Right.
It's there's no justice. It's just us. And us ain't us. It's them.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to court, you might as well roll down your car windshield or window and throw money out. It's just gone. And those whore lawyers, I never could have made it as a lawyer. I would have given away all my services. It's just outrageous. Anyhow. Now you go into a court and you are in their chamber. You are at their mercy. And that's the long and short of it right there. Justice means nothing. All right. Professor Cahill, this is a 46-minute clip. But she does, I'll put it up on the homepage. She does say that, we've heard before, that a lot of people are going to be out of here, unfortunately. And it's just, it goes back to the people that you meet who are afraid. They know they've done something that obviously is very wrong on a number of different, accounts. And what do we tell them to do? What do we tell them?
Yeah, it's hard to know. I don't believe everybody's getting the same cocktail.
No, they're not.
I keep hearing numbers that there's 20% out there that are placebos, so maybe they're lucky and they got one of those. But, you know, they're going to be coming at them with a booster for this and a booster for that, and now you got to get the flu shot, and there's not going to be any end to it. And so sooner or later, if you keep playing that game, you're going to get that bullet. And you know, if the technology that you're being injected with is anything like what I just read from that article, They said in no uncertain terms that the coding is permanent. You don't want a third strand of DNA in your cell's nucleus.
What will you be? What will you become if you had a third strand? How would that manifest?
It probably depends on what it's coding for.
And could it be remotely coded?
Yes, or it can be chemically induced to express itself, or through optogenetics, or magnetogenetics. I mean, there's various things, ligands that they can use, drugs, chemicals to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would require some stimulus, and they call it a gene switch. So they give a person whatever it is that turns this thing on, and then it's on for that period of time, and then it turns off, you would hope.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't hope when it comes to those people. We have 3 minutes. CRISPR, define it, and what do we think? Is it in some of the vaccines?
I'm beginning to wonder. CRISPR is different from this mRNA technology in that CRISPR is deliberately going in and sectioning out or editing pieces of your DNA and replacing it with something else. Maybe, they would be using a needle to do it and or lipid nanoparticles and or a vector as they're doing now. So could they be doing it? Yes. I believe there's some evidence that they may be using chemicals, drugs that are associated with the CRISPR technology, namely mifepristone, also known as RU486. It's an abortion drug, and dexamethasone, which is a form of cortisol. And these both enhance the transfection ability of genetic material. And if they are, in fact, using these things, that would explain a lot of the symptoms we're seeing with the women having the menstrual issues and then a lot of the heart attacks. I mean, you give somebody a dose of dexamethasone that exceeds their ability to metabolize it, yeah, you could see heart attacks. And we are seeing heart attacks following these vaccines.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Those two chemicals you just named, dexamethasone and mifepristone.
Mifepristone, RU486. Yep.
And those
used extensively in CRISPR, yes.
Okay. What we need to do is get somebody to take some of these vials and do a mass spec on them and see what's in them.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Okay. Thank you, Erica.
Okay, Jeff. My pleasure.
You take care.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All right. Erica Kahn, and you're getting the cutting edge, and I hate to use cliches, but it is literally, this is the best you're going to get for the moment as we continue to try to analyze it. Thank you for being here. We will talk tomorrow night. Take care.